Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Glory to God. A lack of faith is sin. A lack of faith is sin. A lack of faith is sin, and it displeases God. Some of us, not only don't believe God, but we don't believe that He's going to bless us. You got to get in a place of the seeking. You got to get in a place of fasting and prayer. You got to seek Him with all your heart, and no matter how long it takes, you got to trust and believe Him. If we don't get a blessing or we don't get a miracle, will you still believe Him? Will you still say, Lord, I know you're going to bless me? Do you still believe Him? You got to get in a place to where you, no matter what happens in your life, that you're going to believe His word without a shadow of a doubt. See, the problem in the body of Christ is not that we're not receiving the miracles. God wants to give us the miracles. The problem is we got a lack of faith. You see, the Bible says that in the book of Acts that it was according to the apostles' faith that the people received the miracle. So our faith, me being an apostle, I can speak and release a miracle in your life according to my faith, even though you don't got no faith. But you got to understand, that's all good, fine, and dandy. But God don't want it to be that way. He don't want you to always depend on the apostle's faith. What's going to happen when the apostle is not around? What's going to happen when the man of God or the prophet? What's going to happen when the preacher is not around? You got to stand, and you got to stand on faith by yourself. God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
That ain't what's wrong with the body of Christ. People like the miracles ain't back in the day. Understand something about back in the day. Back in the day, the old mother in the church had enough faith to know that even if I ain't got sausage in the refrigerator, when I go outside, I'm going to find it in the snow. They had faith in the old days. That's what's wrong with the body of Christ. And that's why we're not seeing miracles like we need to. You got to get in a place of seeking Him. I often ask people, how deep is your seek? I often say, how deep is your seek, man of God, woman of God? How far are you willing to go to seek God? Sometimes you got to do some things that you weren't, do some things that you never done to receive some results that you never had. How deep is your seek? How much are you seeking Him? Or are you being a crybaby? Are you being a crybaby? Because you didn't get blessed.
Woo! Wow.
So examine yourself. Why didn't you get blessed? What is it that you're doing? Is your faith there? Do you got a prophetic faith to believe God? It's some people that need to be on this line to hear this. And then they wonder why they like go around in circles. You don't understand because you're not hearing the word of God. The Bible says that and when you hear the word, it increases your faith.
Amen.
The Bible says, I'm paraphrasing, but the Bible says faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
We want God to do everything in the world and drop these genie blessings out the sky, but we're not willing to exercise our faith. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you complaining? Complaining causes us to miss our kind blessings. Our kind blessings. That's T-I-M-E-D blessings. What do I mean by kind blessings? Is every blessing and everything that comes from God has a time limit on it. I'm giving you some revelation. Hope that you're taking notes. This can help you out.
Yes.
Kind blessings. Every blessing and everything that comes from God has a time limit on it. You got a time limit to release that book because it's going to get in the right person's hands that's going to sponsor your ministry. There is a time limit on it, and your blessing is connected to it.
Amen.
Amen. You got a time limit to be in the house of God at a certain time, because a word of revelation is going to be released into your life that's going to change everything. Matter of fact, the revelation that you're going to get is going to bless your daughter, going to bless your son, going to bless your family. The revelation is connected to the timing of God. The blessings are connected to the timing of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Understand this. When we get in heaven, it won't be like that, because in heaven there is no time. There is no time limit in heaven. There's no time limit that's connected to the release of your blessings in heaven. That's only here on earth. That's only here on earth. Now what can happen is your timed blessing can be released supernaturally. Your timed blessing can be released supernaturally. Follow me now. Meaning, what you've been praying for over the years, or what you even praying for currently, you don't got to wait for. You can receive that right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can receive it right now.
Yes.
Supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do something first. You got to grasp the concept. You got to learn to tap in. You got to learn to walk in your prophetic faith. What would happen if Abraham would have missed his timing in God? What would have happened if at that specific time or that specific moment when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac and he didn't trust God, what would have happened? He would have missed his time blessing. And ultimately that could have set him off course for years.
Amen. Amen.
For years. Your every blessing is connected to a time limit in God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Many people today in the body of Christ, they miss their timed blessings because they let what they see in the physical, in the natural, their surroundings, cause them to speak against God. It causes them to speak against God. You say how? Mm-hmm. Because it causes them to doubt. Mm-hmm. Doubt is the opposite of faith. When you begin to doubt your spirit man, hear me real good, when you begin to doubt God's abilities, your spirit man literally begins to speak out against God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we speak against God when we complain and doubt him. That's called not trusting him, which is sin. And that's also called not trusting him, which is also called speaking against his word. Understand this, people of God.
Mm-hmm.
Faith testifies God's word. Faith testifies to God's word being real and true. That's what faith does. It shows us through the demonstration of prophetic faith that no matter what, I'm believing God for what he said to me. It shows through that demonstration that I'm believing God no matter what. He spoke to me and it's going to come to be. But a lack of faith or disbelief, it testifies against God, and it speaks against his word. That's why I said when you lack faith or you doubt, you're really, number one, in sin, but you're really speaking against him. You're speaking against him. That's what a lack of faith does. That's what disbelief does. By saying, God, I don't believe you or your word, and I refuse to, because I'm allowing my circumstances to dictate my mindset. I'm allowing what I see in front of me to control my thought process. You don't hear what I'm saying to you?
Preach it, yeah.
You say, I'm allowing what I see in front of me to control my thought process. And some people will have a lack of faith, but then they'll try to smooth it over. I'm not doubting God. I was even guilty of this. I'm not doubting God. I'm just saying, God, how long? And God is saying all the time, number one, if you were to follow my instructions, you wouldn't be asking how long. And number two, what is you asking me how long for in the first place? Long as I said it was going to happen, what you need to even question me for?
Mm-hmm.
That expresses a lack of faith in itself right there. A lot of people say it's okay to say that to God. Really, it's not. because that's expressing doubt. That's expressing doubt. That's like you sitting there, you waiting on the bus to come on the bus stop, and you steady saying, man, how long is this bus going to come? I thought somebody said it was coming. You were expressing doubt because you don't believe it's going to be there because you can't see it, and it's supposed to be here in 1 minute. Just because you can't see it don't mean that it's not coming, and don't mean that it's not going to be on time. But when you begin to complain and you begin to doubt, you can push it back spiritually. You push your blessing back. You don't hear me on TV.
Lord.
So many people come to me for miracles, and I thank God for it. But what happens when I'm not around?
Amen.
You got to stand on your faith.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when the preacher ain't here to speak a miracle into your life? You got to stand on prophetic faith. When you begin to tap into prophetic faith, you begin to speak those things that are not as though they were. You say, you know what? You know what? You say, I know what is in front of me, but I'm speaking, I'm releasing into the atmosphere prophetically for what is to come. That's prophetic faith. I know that I got a roadblock right here. I know that I only make $8 an hour on this job, but I'm speaking and releasing into the atmosphere those things that are not as though they were. I'm releasing it that I'm going to have a high-paying job. Matter of fact, I'm going to get promoted in the first year. That's called prophetic faith.
Glory.
What happens when you begin to complain? You push it back. That prophetic release that you were supposed to get got pushed back. A lot of people don't understand why their prophecies don't come to pass. They're quick to blame it on the prophet, but you can't always blame it on the prophet. You cannot always blame it on the prophet.
Amen.
And sometimes you causing doubt to snap, for Satan to snatch your prophetic blessing out the air. I'm going to show you this. What happened to the children of Israel? What happened to the children of Israel? Numbers 21, 5 through 6. Numbers 21, 5 through 6. And the people, they spoke against God and they spoke against Moses, saying, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is food and no water. And we hate this worthless food. Talk about being grateful. Then the Lord sent, the Bible says, then the Lord sent fiery serpents or snakes amongst the people, and they bit the people so that many of the people of Israel died. Do you see the revelation in that right there? That scripture, number 21, 5 through 6.
Hallelujah.
It said they were complaining about the manna from heaven. They were complaining about the food. They were complaining about their condition. They were complaining about their circumstances, and God sent serpents among them to kill them, to destroy them, to kill them. Don't you know what? Don't you know this shows a lack of faith? This shows a lack of faith in God, and that lack of faith, what they had, a lack of faith, they didn't believe God, a lack of faith killed them. Don't you know that a lack of faith can kill your dream? A lack of faith can kill your vision. And ultimately, a lack of faith can kill you.
Jesus.
It can kill you. It can kill you. You can't stop believing in God, man of God. You got to keep on believing him. If a prophetic word was released into your life by a true prophet of God, or a true man of God, or a true woman of God, you got to stand on that.
Yeah.
You got to believe his promises unto you. Everybody on the line, you got some things that you got before God. And even if a prophet or a man of God or a woman of God is speaking in your life, you still got to stand on that, and you have to believe that word, that his spirit spoke directly to your spirit. You got to believe that.
Amen. Yeah.
You got to believe it. How many people today letting a lack of faith destroy their blessing? How many people today letting a lack of faith destroy what God want to do for them on tomorrow? Having a lack of faith is you doubting God's ability. You doubting God's ability to provide for you, to provide for your family. You doubting his ability, and doubting God's ability can ultimately set you back years. We'll read another scripture. Glory to God.
More.
Numbers 32:13 reads, "The Lord was angry with Israel and made them wander in the wilderness." See this right here? It says the Lord was angry with Israel, and he did what? He made them wander in the wilderness 40 years until the entire generation that had sinned in the Lord's eyesight had died. He forced them to stay there because of their lack of faith. Don't let your lack of faith keep you wandering around in wilderness. Then you die. And only your kids get to experience what was promised to you. I thank God for my kids. I want my kids to have a better life than me, but I want to experience some of that too.
Amen.
Don't allow a lack of faith to destroy what God promised to you. And you don't get to experience it, but only your children do. Because that's what happened. It says that the former generation who had sinned before God, God waited till they died off. He didn't let them cross over. He made them stay right there in their suffering, made them stay right there in their agony, made them stay right there in their pain. I don't know about you, but I don't want to stay in the same place I was in 2012. I don't want to be in the same place I was in 2013. I don't want to be in the same place I was in 2014. I don't want to be in the same place I was in 2015. I want my faith to take me from glory to glory.
Yeah. Amen.
From glory to glory. Don't let a lack of faith keep you wondering. Don't let a lack of faith do that. So many people are allowing a lack of faith to destroy their lives.
Okay.
Lack of faith, what it does, it gives power to Satan. He operates. You got to understand, Satan operates in doubt. That is one of his weapons. You know, like we got weapons, Satan got weapons too. And one of his weapons is doubt. God, one of God's powerful weapons is trust, belief, faith. It's trust. Trust me, he says. I'm going to read Hebrews 10:31.
Yes.
Hebrews 10:31 says, "It is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a terrible thing to fall in God's hands, into the living hands of God." Many are doing this today. They're falling into the hands of a living God because of a lack of faith. Because of a lack of faith. Me and my wife, we live by faith from week to week. And it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing journey. But we trust God. People look at us and say, "Oh, my God, so many blessings, so many blessings, so many blessings." We trust God, number one. Our church is getting blessed. We getting blessed too, but more so the church is getting blessed. And I thank God for that. But people wonder why, though. It's because we living off our prophetic faith.
Amen.
We human. We make mistakes. We get angry sometimes. We get upset. We get frustrated with life circumstances. But we don't stay there. We live by faith from week to week. I came down here to Florida on faith. From Chicago.
Amen.
I did an Abraham move. A lot of people, well, not a lot of people, some people used to tell me, "Have faith, man of God." I'd be like, "Tell me when the last time you left everything. You left your house. You left your kids. You left your career. You packed up only a few clothes and a few items and put it in the van and drove 1,200 miles from Chicago all the way to Florida. Then you come talk to me about faith."
Amen.
If that's not faith, I don't know what is. I got a lot of people telling me that they want to come be a part of the ministry. I say, amen. I say, I believe it when I see it. That's living out of faith. Thank God for it, but I believe it when I see it. When you do that, that's an Abraham move. That produces a harvest in your life. That's what true faith is. That's an example of true faith. Me and my wife, we live that. We breathe that. We sneeze that. We constantly live by prophetic faith.
Amen.
Glory to God. The Bible says everyone is given a measure of faith. But you got to understand this. When you begin to trust God, when you begin to trust him with every aspect of your life, every fiber inside of you begin to trust him with every aspect of your life, then that's a whole other dimension that he takes you to.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.